not going towards our house at all. And the only way they said that we can flip this over into a mortgage is if the property gets split and this home has its own property. And we don't have that right now. So this has become a major hardship for us because, first of all, it's a struggle just to make those expensive interest payments that go towards nothing. It's just handing it to the bank and they keep it. And so that's kind of where we stand right now.
And we did, there is a septic on both properties. There is a well on both properties.
Brand new septics on both properties.
Yes. And so it's been done so that it could be split.
And this septic is over here on this property, and this septic's on. I mean, it's the way we tried to split it is the way we attempted to split it with the appraisal. What's the guy's name? Or
Jeff.
It's not appraisal. What's it called?
The survey.
Survey. The way he surveyed it was legally split down the middle. It was far enough away from this house and far enough away from this house that he could split it down the middle. And the wells and the septic are all separate.
Has enough space.
Yeah. And so he did it to where it would be legal.
We can't move forward. We don't know what we're going to do if we can't split it, because the bank has given us a few more months to do this, and then I don't know how.
We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know.
So, and I don't know, I don't know if they're going to tear the house down. I mean, we've already paid all this money to all the builders, to the builders.
They've
paid the money, so I figure they want to get their money back somehow, but they can't mortgage it. So I don't understand how they're planning on getting their money back, but that's the situation we're in right now.
Is the house that was being built, was it your personal home?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
And, I mean, we just said, can we build this house? And everybody said, sure. Yeah. And they did it. And we're like, they're saying, you shouldn't have built that house. Well, it's there. What do you do now? The house is there.
Is the house done?
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Are you living in the house now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just can't mortgage it. Because
can't mortgage it. Yeah. Yeah. And they said, the bank said they can't do very long. They can only do a few months. And then...
And Jeff Levita from, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but from Liberty Electric, he said, I'm going to do what I have to do to get this done, but they're going to quiet title
those two pieces to us.
And it was supposed to be done in November, but they put it off. They, for some reason, after the holidays, he said that the government wanted to put it off the meeting until January or February. So that's when it's supposed to be done. So we will own those two little pieces at some point here really soon.
But we need this to start the whole thing, to just get it moving in the right direction.
If we can get it split, then they can flip it into a mortgage and for us, so we can start making our payments. So I don't know. And Scott and Cody, we've given them the what's that word again?
Survey.
I can never find that word. Yeah, we've given them the survey and the letters that were needed from the bank.
The bank that said that they wouldn't give us a mortgage.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have copies of that or not, but
What was the question, or what was the purpose of the last time?
What did we deny the last time?
We did, but what was the purpose of?
We wanted to have two properties since we had two houses.
Yeah, we didn't know that we couldn't, that we, none of this was.
And we decided, if I remember right, we decided at that time that we weren't going to move, we weren't going to be able to move forward until we knew that
you owned the additional properties.
That the additional properties were deeded over to your name so that we would be able to do that.
Right.
Am I correct?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, you said. Yeah.
That was a meeting that I missed, so
was that we said that we weren't able to do that because they didn't own the property. We couldn't do something to the property they didn't know.
Right.
But even with them owning that property, it's still happening.
Way too small.
Way too small for a septic and a well on the property.
The reason
I know that is because I live in an area down with Horseshoe Bend and some of those areas where they had the 50 by 75 lots when Bull Shells Lake first went in. And they built weekend cabins and really didn't have much of an issue with it. But now that people live there as permanent residents, It is an issue having a well and a septic adjacent to one another on a small parcel of property.
Well, they've approved it. John Suti, they've all approved it.
The sewer board approved.
Mm-hmm, it's all approved. We have permits, we have, and that was the whole thing. Everybody gave us everything, and it's like, now they're, at the end, they're going, sorry.
So what was the delay on getting the deeds quit claimed, and do you have anything to show that is taking place? Because I could totally see where if we approved it here tonight and everybody's happy and then all of a sudden they back out on you, now you're in a bigger pickle.
Didn't we have a letter that did John
There was a letter in the first file of John Suti that he...
If you approved it with the addition of the Liberty Energy property to the overall plat,
then we're golden.
Nothing's going to happen until they get that.
Okay.
We need that, so we'll put that variance on this plat, but nothing will move forward. You right. have the approval, and
yes.
you'd be sitting there waiting.
You're correct.
Which I talked to
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, and he said, "Oh yeah," he said it'll be like November. We just got to figure out how to deed it, but now the holidays, and he's back to 2025.
Okay.
Variance coming in the front is one step of many that has to happen.
Right.
So they're
yep.
coming through to try to get that approval. So when these others fall in place after, then this is ready.
That makes perfect sense.
Scott, question for you. How normal is it for John to issue sewer permits for that size lot?
Oh, every day.
Every day?
We got thousands of that lots. Third of those bigs that we put houses with septic on.
All those houses.
And wells.
As long as they're right distance.
Every lot in Oakmont is right a well distance. And a septic, and they're smaller than each one of these lots would be.
Yeah. Every lot up in that area is small. Well, we have the biggest lot right there. Yeah.
Well, in the challenge, what the issue here is creating a subdivision. The new rule says you can't create a subdivision of property unless they're 2 acres. But there's so many pre-existing that has nothing to do with the 2 acres.
Or legal, non-conforming.
Correct.
Anybody that walks in with a 10,000 square foot lot and they can fit their well, their house, their septic, we can issue a building permit.
Absolutely.
And we've done that.
And John Suti did say they measured and the wells are far enough away from the septics. Both of them are legally far enough away.
Okay.
So all that's in good standing.
All right. Do you guys have any more questions? Do you have any other questions for us?
I don't think so. Just can you please include this?
Well, if you'll give us a minute.
This is very stressful.
We understand your situation, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. If you all have been seated. There's no one else to call up, so we're going to close this for discussion. Any comments or motions?
I definitely understand there's a hardship. It sounds like an undue hardship if they had the understanding that this was in progress and then it right up until it wasn't.
Yeah. I see exactly where Rick's at on that situation if those hadn't already been approved and permitted by the county. But since they've already been approved and permitted and installed.
And John signed off.
Well, he measured it, I guarantee you, or he would have.
Oh, yeah. He's
the
thorough.
Question, but really, it's not a question, I guess, if we word it to where it doesn't come into effect until they receive that property. John probably included that property when he was doing his measurements to have enough room.
We can't sign the plat though, they have that property.
Right. So if we word it properly to where that doesn't happen, I guess we're depending on John's decision being good.
And we have to.
Liberty Electric already did. I'm sorry,
can I
talk?
Yeah.
Is it still okay for me to talk?
Well, go ahead. We're just us at this point.
Liberty Electric did, was it called an easement when they let us use that little piece of land to put the leach lines?
Yeah.
I remember that.
So we're going.
That's why we did not do that before because they did not own the property.
That's right.
And we didn't want to.
And that's why we scheduled it for this month, because it was supposed to happen in November.
And that makes a lot more sense.
I remember
all
that now.
Okay, that sounds right.
Okay.
And that's why the sewer is legal.
So they've got an easement for him? Yeah.
Okay.
I hate doing stuff like this.
Well, it's a tricky one, but Yeah. Kind of the stars and moon, they're kind of lining
yeah,
up.
It matches.
Yeah. I feel better if we knew that Liberty was deeding this to them and these lots are going to be bigger. I mean, it'll literally double the size of some of these.
But like Scott advised, that's where you put that into your motion.
Caveat. The caveat.
And once it's in your motion, then you're golden.
It's not going to hurt them, or it's going to hurt them if they're waiting a month or two. I guess it's not on Liberty and not us anymore. Then
they're probably be able to take our decision to the bank and say, hey, it's going to happen.
Yep. And sure. They can't do anything with the bank anyways.
Yeah. The steps. What would happen if it was approved? And I told him the steps that have to go through this week have to be done before we can sign that plat.
Makes sense.
Do you have a suggestion on how we need to word that?
Well, I mean, if you just approve the variance as presented, it would include
contingent upon
the Liberty Energy property within the proposed lots.
The proposed subdivision. Mm-hmm. Then you're golden. And that,
Corey, why don't you go ahead and
talk
about that?
Thank you. I see the one house, and it is within the setbacks on this lot, but isn't there a second house? And I'm assuming that second house is within the setbacks as well, so there's no variance that would need to happen on.
It appears that there's lots of room there.
That's
already a foundation or something.
You guys
mind if I
step up there and kind of show you something?
Please.
I want to. And it's hard to see them. They're asking for two pieces. Originally, they were asking for this for the septic. Now they're asking for this also because of where the house
yeah.
is.
Yeah,
it's outside of the lot.
But the existing house, we have not measured. The existing from the front, the sides would be met, the back would be met, but the front's a legal non-conforming.
Yeah, actually, right now, it doesn't. The side setback doesn't meet unless Liberty gives them that land, right?
Correct.
It's already over.
Okay. But my question is actually on the other lot. Wasn't another building there? And that one, it was within.
It's been there.
It doesn't matter about it.
Well, we're going to now make a new side setback for it. We're going to subdivide it down, and is the side going to be compliant, or are we?
If you look at the picture, it's quite a ways away.
Yes. Okay, so it's far enough.
It's a long ways away.
The side was
going to
be compliant with the side setback.
Okay, nope. Yeah, there we go. That's my question.
That's
okay.
That's a great thought.
So given that information, I would move to approve the minor subdivision 2024-012V, provided that Liberty Utility grant the land as indicated in the survey provided.
Mahoney Estates.
There we go. The Mahoney Estates A minor subdivision. I don't even know, is there a date on this document? We're looking at the right one. This proposed survey or plat.
Small, I can't see.
I think it's sufficient. I think the name is sufficient.
Okay. Yeah, it's submitted into evidence. This was emailed to us, right? So we have it as exhibit, whatever.
Survey dated December 15th, 2024 by Jack Hausman.
Yes, that.
That's it. Yep.
Do we have a second on that?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Do you guys want this?
We have it.
Okay.
Oh, we need it. Okay. Sorry. All right. So that was the last one for tonight of the public hearings. Do we have any old or new business? Any old or new business?
No, sorry.
All right. Anybody would like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
David made a motion to adjourn. Anybody second?
I will second that motion.
All right. Rick seconds it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed?
Nay. Oh, I just like
yeah. Overruled.
That's a person.
That's a person.
Many years. Stick around. Well, there was a delay for a second.